The short definition of shared value is really finding business opportunities in solving social problems. The idea of shared value came out of work that I did with Professor Michael Porter at Harvard Business School. He and I started working about 15 years ago, thinking about how to solve social problems. And we first started thinking about how philanthropy could be more effective. And then we began to realize that businesses have much more impact on social issues than charitable foundations or NGOs do. And so that led us to a body of work that began to focus on the interdependence between the success of business and the success of society. And that's really what led to creating shared value. Shared value is about pursuing financial success in ways that create benefit for society. Well, the basic principle of shared value is really to understand where there are genuine business opportunities that are profitable and that are scalable by innovating and by finding new solutions to social problems. And so it's a combination of understanding social issues and understanding business models that can be profitable and scalable. We've found that when companies begin to embrace this idea of creating shared value, it actually is a many-year journey because it is a real mindset shift for a company to stop thinking about social issues as peripheral, as charity, as corporate social responsibility, but instead to really make a rigorous business case and have the innovation to create a new business model to make money by solving social problems. And so what we see is that typically there's someone in a company who is the champion, who believes in this idea. If it's the CEO, that's wonderful, but often it's not the CEO. And in that case, we see companies start with a single pilot project because they really are skeptical. They really don't believe that this new way of doing business is going to make sense. But that pilot project works, and then there are other projects, and it begins to spread, and then it begins to be built into the budgets and the compensation structure and the external partnerships and the policies of the company. But that takes many years for social impact really to be built into the way a company operates. So the first question is really identifying what's the issue, where is the opportunity for the company to create shared value. I think it starts first with understanding where are the opportunities, where are the social issues that matter to the success of this company, and where this company has expertise and resources that it can bring to bear to create a profitable business model. The next step is really about creating the business model, and that requires experimentation, it requires trial and error to begin to really figure out how to profitably meet a social need or serve a population. It is really a question of refinement and scale to embrace shared value more fully. I think it would be extraordinary if the 100 largest companies in the world really embraced this idea of creating shared value, because the power to solve social problems is so tremendous. And the way we have been trying to do it in the last decades, whether it's through charity and nonprofit organizations, whether it's through governments that are often paralyzed by ideological divides, those solutions haven't worked. And the situations we face around the environment, around poverty, around education, around hunger and nutrition, all of these issues have not been solved. But if companies, and indeed the largest companies of the world, can really embrace the idea of finding profit-making business solutions, I believe we can see a degree of progress in solving social problems in the coming decade that we have never seen before. So I'm very hopeful about this vision and the potential for what companies can do to solve social problems. Enel is an extremely interesting company to study, and I'm actually at Enel to write a teaching case for Harvard Business School about Enel as an example of creating shared value. And certainly what Enel is doing in renewables is one example of creating shared value. But the ideas that Enel has around electromobility, around a smart grid, around digitization, All of these things can fundamentally change how we use energy in the world, can make the use of energy much more efficient, much more green and environmentally sustainable, can have tremendous impact. So NL I see as a tremendously innovative company that is, in all of its innovations, in all of its future vision, focusing on the impact it can have in creating a more sustainable world. So the access to energy is pretty fundamental to global development. It's hard to imagine any region in the world being able to improve health, being able to improve education, being able to join the global economy and raise standards of living without access to power. We know that education doesn't work if you don't have illumination at night so children can study. Access to energy is fundamental to improving human outcomes.